Want to talk playoffs? Screw it. Let's talk playoffs. Crossy Posse Packer Nation, welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I am your host, Tom Grassi, and listen, I had two videos already that I needed to record to tonight, but the messages keep coming in. Tom, do you know the Packers could still make the playoffs? Tom, the Vikings lost. Tom, everything that needed to happen this week happened. We can still make the playoffs. I got it. So, in this episode, what we're going to do is we're going to lay it out. A couple weeks ago, we did one of these in which we had a realistic conversation about the playoffs, if it was a possibility, the all likelihood that it was going to happen. And here we are in week 15, where this team could have a finishing record of 8-7-1, could still make the playoffs. I know that this is just going to hurt me in the end. I know I'm going to wind up crying. I know it's going to happen. I'm going to get all excited, and I don't want to get excited, but I'm going to put all my investment in there. I'm going to be totally all in, emotionally invested. I'm going to leave myself vulnerable, and I know it's going to hurt. But hot damn, let's do it. Before we get started, I want to thank all those who have joined the Patreon team, patreon.com/TomGrassiComedy. We're going to be adding some new perks within the next couple weeks, so please check that out if you want to join on. A big thank you to all those who already have. Also, for all the new people that show up, if you use SeatGeek to buy any tickets, you could use promo code TomGrassi to save yourself $20. And the show gets a little bonus at every time you use the code, so it helps me out, helps you out. Everybody has some money, and everybody is happy. So go ahead and check out SeatGeek and use promo code TomGrassi. Now, oh God, this Sunday is our season, essentially. We're playing the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears, who made the LA Rams look a fool on Sunday night, in which their defense just dominated them. So the Bears lose to the Giants, but beat the Rams. That's the 2018 NFL season, everybody. Now, I know you're like, Tom, they didn't have Mitch Trubisky. Listen, Trubisky didn't play that great either, but that defense, man, when it's on, it's on. So first thing in this entire scenario is the Green Bay Packers obviously need to win out. Now, two out of these three games, I think, are incredibly winnable, and that being the away game against the Jets and, of course, the home game against the Lions. I think we could do that. I think there's a good chance we beat both those teams. It's this Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. That's what got me worried. It's in Soldier's Field. Khalil Mack is not... He's in mid-season form. He's not like he was back in week one. And Joe Philbin is coaching his second game for the Packers. To say that we're underdogs is an understatement. But if we beat the Bears on Sunday, then I'm excited. But I think, obviously, that's going to be the toughest game out of the three that we have. I think it's possible. It's just going to be very, very difficult. So that needs to happen first. The Redskins need to lose one. I am completely writing the Redskins off. They've lost both their starting quarterbacks. Mark Sanchez even got pulled out due to just terribleness last week. They just have to lose one game. Their last three games are against the Jaguars, the Titans, and the Eagles. The Eagles are still fighting for a playoff spot as well. I think that they could lose to any one of those teams just because they don't have a team right now to put on the field. So I don't feel too confident that the Redskins are going to beat any of these teams. So I think that this is most likely going to happen. The Eagles losing one. Again, the Eagles, their season was essentially on the line against the Dallas Cowboys this past week, in which they blew that game. So I think, you know, the Eagles losing one, their next game is against the Rams. So I think the Rams, after a pitiful performance this past week, are going to come out swinging. And sorry, Eagles, you're going to be the victim in that one. But even if they skate by the Rams, I think the Texans could also give them a run for their money. They finish off with the Redskins, which I think they'll kill them. But I see them losing to the Rams, definitely, and or the Texans. So I think that this is a distinct possibility as well. The Panthers. This past Sunday was huge. The fact that the Browns were able to beat the Panthers really, really helped the Packers. Literally, if you're a Packers fan, everything fell your way this past Sunday. The Panthers have to lose one game out of the last three, and they play the Saints twice. I don't see the Panthers winning both of those games. They also throw the Falcons in there, who will play them, you know, pretty well because it's a divisional game, but I see them losing to the Saints at least one of those times, so I think that's a distinct possibility as well. I just hope it's the one on Sunday. I think they're playing Monday night, actually. Monday, just because I don't want the Saints to lock up everything that they possibly can and not have anything to play for week 17, but I think that's going to happen. Now, besides us beating the Bears, this is going to be the most difficult task as well. The Minnesota Vikings need to lose two more games. Now, their last three against the Dolphins, the Lions, and the Bears. Now, if the Bears still have something to play for week 17, I feel pretty confident about that the Bears could take them down. But the Dolphins and the Lions, the Packers season potentially hinges on the Miami Dolphins, who had a thriller, the Miami Miracle, this past Sunday, beating the New England Patriots, and the Detroit Lions. I've done this show for four seasons, and if I've learned anything in these past four seasons, even Lions fans can't rely on the Lions. So this, I need the Dolphins to pull an upset here, or the Lions to completely pull something out of their hat, because if we actually wind up winning out and the only thing that stops us is the fact that the Vikings win two more games, that is going to crush my spirit tremendously. So I think that this is going to be this is an unlikely scenario. I can see the Bears winning again, especially if there's something to play for. But the Dolphins and Lions. But then again, the Vikings just fired their offensive coordinator with three games left in the regular season, and they had their quarterbacks coach to fill in for the position. So, you know, the Vikings kind of have been sucking lately. So there's no guarantee that they're even going to win any games. So that's what I hope. Vikings fans, just like I hope every single year, I hope you tank into oblivion, and if the Packers can just sneak in and take your spot, oh, I would be so happy. But I've also been getting comments of like, well, Tom, listen, you know, the Packers, they're not playing well this year, so would you even like bother like losing a higher draft pick just to see them lose in the wild card round? Yes. 150% yes. I don't care if it's 1 week. I don't care if it's one quarter. I always want to see the Green Bay flipping, flapping Packers in the playoffs because, listen, 2010, we made a run as the sixth seed, and we have snuck in there before. I think we could do it again. God, I'm getting excited. I just said I'm going to get my heart broken by this team. And you know what, Rodgers? You're going to have to answer to that. But I'm willing to accept that. I'm willing to accept that. I want to see my team in the playoffs. I want to see my team win. I want to get excited about Packer football because I haven't been excited about Packer football for at least a month. Let's change that, shall we? Let me know what you think down in the comments below. You can always find me at Tom Grossi Comedy, TOMGROSSIComedy.com, or on the Patreon and Instagram and all the other social medias at Tom Grossi Comedy. Check out Packcast on SoundCloud, YouTube, and Google Play Music, and iTunes, of course. We do episodes multiple times a week, and of course, stream every single Packer game, which we will be live this Sunday. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always, go Pack, go.